This podcast is brought to you by Church of Living Waters. Find out more information at colw.info. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
It's always an honor and a privilege to stand behind the sacred desk of God and stand where faithful men and women of God have stood for many years. God is an awesome God, and I believe by faith that God have a word for this house. I believe that. Thank Pastor Darren, his wife, Gamila, and their family and the kids, how they have poured into this house for many years, and God has honored them and blessing them, and he will keep on blessing them. I was driving to I'm always in prison preaching and always over the place preaching, but I was driving and God began to declare and began to speak to me that 2015 is a year, it would be an explosive year. I got about two or three people said amen on that. 2015 would be an explosive year. Amen. And I believe by faith that everything that was said thus far this morning, it's going to come by way of you and I humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God. God cannot release what he want to release to us unless we do what? Humble ourselves before the throne of God. Amen. And so if you got your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. I feel like preaching. I don't know why. I just feel like preaching this morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't want to prompt you to say amen, but after the message get to going, you're going to want to shout on this one. You probably been in things like I've been into some things. I'm just going to stop right there. But Acts chapter 16, verse 25. I'll just give you a backdrop of the story before we get into the story. Paul had a vision appeared to him in the night. In the night. A man of Macedonia was standing, appeared to him and saying to him by way of a vision, come to Macedonia and help us. We need some help. So Paul see this vision in the night. How many of you know that God operates in visions? God operates in a dream. It was in the night. Okay. And so immediately Paul began to answer the call. He began to go to Macedonia to preach the gospel. And so while on his way to Macedonia, he ran into a woman in Macedonia. The woman was a slave girl. The slave girl was a fortune teller. So he ran into this slave girl, and next thing you know, he see a spirit that was called a spirit of divination that was upon her. And he turned to her and says, in the name of Jesus, I command you to come up out of her. How many of you know there's power in the name of Jesus? Come out in Jesus' name. And it says that immediately the spirit of divination in the word, the spirit of divination, what is that? That's just a spirit of the adversary. There's a spirit that attached itself. There's a spirit of divination came up out of her, and immediately she had what we call her master, and the master began to see these things that was taking place. And next thing you know, it says that because of what Paul have done, the city was in confusion. The city was in confusion because of this slave girl. She was turning up. She was making a profit in the city of Macedonia. She was the one that was bringing in the resources to the city. But the master get upset now that she's no longer a slave girl. She's no longer a fortune teller, but now she's been converted. And so they upset and they decided to say, what's up with these men, Paul and Silas? Let's bound them hand and feet and let's throw them in the inner prison. I just want to preach for you just a few minutes. Stuck in the middle of it. Have you been stuck right dab in the middle? Not because of what you have done that was illegal, but because of what you've done that God called you to do. Come on, somebody. You stuck because you was doing the right thing. Not because you was doing the wrong thing. You were stuck because you was doing the right thing. At midnight, look at your neighbor and say, at midnight. Not the best of times, not the worst of times, not the darkest of times, but midnight. Midnight. In the middle, at midnight, in the middle, not at the beginning, not at the end, but right slap dab in the middle. They in the middle. Have you ever just been in the middle of pain? Come on. In the middle of a problem. In the middle of your trouble. You right in the middle of some stuff. All in the middle of some mess. You right in the middle and don't know what to do right in the middle of it. The Bible says in Acts chapter 16:25, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners was listening to them. Watch this here. People are watching and listening to see how you're going to respond in the middle of your pain at midnight. At midnight, you've been preaching, you've been teaching, you've been talking about God on your job, but now since a little pain hit your life, at midnight. Now you have to understand something, that midnight does not speak to just 12 o'clock. Midnight can be any time of the day. The reason why, because God is not governed by time and space. At midnight, trouble can hit your life when you wake up in the morning. Trouble can hit your life in the middle of the night. Trouble can hit your life. Trouble doesn't have a respect of anybody. At midnight, right slap dab in the middle. Look at somebody and say, I've been right in the middle of some stuff. I've been in the middle of some stuff, and I didn't know what to do in the middle. Huh? God, is this you or what? What's happening? Why come? I'm in the middle of all of these things. I've been preaching. I've been teaching. I've been prophesying. I've been laying hands on the sick, but right now I'm going through some stuff. What's up with this here, God? Come on, somebody. I guess I'm the only one in the house. I'm the only one in the house. I don't know. Because oftentimes when we go through something, sometimes we do go to fretting and realizing and saying, God, what's the deal? Come on. Come on, somebody. At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and they were singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so the foundation of the prison was shaking. It's something about when you praise God in the midst of something, it caused the foundation to shake. When you begin to praise God, those things that held you back, guess what? When you begin to praise God, it can't do nothing but shake. In the middle. I got a praise on my lips in the middle. I don't know where you at today, but I know one thing. If you're in the middle, if you don't give God a praise, guess what? You're going to be stuck. You know what praise does for you and I? Watch this. When you begin to praise God, it takes you to another dimension in God. From the natural to the supernatural. At midnight. Don't you understand and realize midnight is the next day of your night? Midnight is the next day of your night. What are you talking about, preacher? Guess what? You was in it last night, but when midnight hit, or the night before, whatever the case, guess what? When you praise, guess what? You just crossed over at midnight. At midnight is a new day, it's a new dimension. When you praise, you cross over. I'm saying, ooh, God. I've been tripping with you in the middle, and you're talking about if you just praise me, you can go to another dimension in me?
What do that look like? What do that sounds like? That means that if I'm in the middle of my problem and I begin to look at my problem and size my problem up for what it is, then I begin to fret. Then I begin to faint. Then I begin to shrink back. Then I begin to worry. Then I begin to walk in fear. But when I praise God, I don't no longer look at my problem. I begin to look above my problem. I begin to look above my problem. Why? Because no longer I'm down there on the level of my problem, but now I'm up above my problem because my spirit man has risen above my problem. At midnight, it was at midnight the ground was shaking, and it says that immediately all the doors was open and everyone in chains was loose. God began to speak a word to me, and he says that every time you praise me and people begin to watch you praise me, those people that's in proximity of you, guess what? They're going to be loosened from their chains. Don't you understand and realize praise is contagious? You cannot stand amongst people that praise God and just sit there. I say, oh, God, I've been tripping with you and knowing that if I praise you, people around me that's in bondage going to get set free. Praise no longer, the praise caused the foundation to shake. People's chains begin to come loose, and watch what the word of God begin to say. And immediately the keeper of the prison awakened from sleeping and seeing the doors was opening and supposed that the prisoners had fled, he drew his sword about to kill himself. But Paul. Paul called with a loud voice saying, do yourself no harm, for we all are here. Paul. Then he called for the light and ran, and he fell down trembling before Saul, and he brought them out and said, sir, what must I do to be saved? There we go right there. They got our text right there. Praise causes somebody else to say, what must I do to be saved? Knowing what they have done to you, knowing that they have drugged you, knowing that they have beaten you, knowing that they have thrown you in prison, but yet and still you got to praise. What must I do to be saved? Who is that God you serving? Right slap dab in the middle. I got to praise on my lips. God, I know I'm going to, but God, guess what? I'm going to bless you right now. Come on, somebody. Y'all know how the women get. Lord, I bless you. Thank you. Come on. And the men, God, I give you the glory. God, I give you the praise now, God. No weapon formed against me and my family should prosper. God. I wish I had me a keyboard player. But I feel like a little hoop about to come on, but I better stop that. Come on, there's some of that. Amen. And so, and he said in verse 31, so they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. Uh-oh. Daddy, if we get you right, you and your household will become right. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your household will be saved. If daddy can get right, everybody in the household, come on, can't do nothing but follow. Uh-oh. Oh, that's good preaching right there. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Thank God for praying. Thank God for my praying mother. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Well, mama used to throw all on me, man. She used to say, come on. She used to throw that all. Believing one day he gonna be saved. Come on, throwing that off. Get him, God. I'm saying, I don't want that stuff. Now I'm saying, glory to God, and now I can go get the oil and start. Come on, come on, come on. Amen. Glory to God. And so then he spoke the word of the Lord to him, to all who were in the house, and he took them the same hour of the night, washing their wounds. And immediately he and all his family was baptized. Now when he had brought them into the house, he set food before them and rejoicing, having believed in God with all his household. That tells me something. Daddy was a keeper. But now we realize and understand that he now saved, been set free because of Paul and Silas was praising God. He was set free. Paul and Silas was in a bad situation. Even when you're saved, man, there's going to be a season that trouble going to hit your life. Come on, somebody. How do you know that, preacher? Because the Bible says that Jesus told his disciples, guess what? In this world, you're going to have trials and tribulations. But be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. This is one of my favorite verses in 1 Peter. It says, thinking not strange concerning the fiery trials that come to test you, like some strange things are happening to you. I'm forewarning you that you're going to go through some things in life. But guess what? Be of good courage because I've overcome the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is inside the world. Come on, somebody. The greater one. The greater one is on the inside. When trouble comes, you and I must stand on God's word. You cannot leave the word of God. And you cannot leave your praise. Because when you leave the word of God and you leave your praise, you leave the presence of God. You leave the presence of God. You leave the presence of God. See, the moment you say yes to God, the enemy gonna bring trouble. But the fact that you are enduring hardship as a good soldier lets you know that you're heading in the right direction. So if you don't have any problems, I'm concerned about which direction you're heading in. I'm concerned. If you tell me you don't have no problems, I'm concerned about which direction you're heading in. Because if you're heading in the direction that God is calling you to head in, there's going to be some problems. There's going to be some stumbling blocks. There's going to be some roadblocks. The enemy will always try to detour you. Come on, somebody. No. There was an old famous song. The boy said, I forgot. I think it was, I don't know who it was, but trouble don't last always. Huh? It don't last always. But if you tell me that you've been operating in the things of God, you will understand and realize the enemy would come. Watch this here. Everything to me is about atmosphere. I love atmosphere. When you come into a church and the atmosphere is set, you can move right into the things of God. You go on your job and the atmosphere is heavy, you can sense the heaviness in the atmosphere. It's all about atmosphere. Everything is about atmospheres. And you have to be in a spirit, God presence atmosphere in order to thrive in the things of God. If you're not in a spirit-led atmosphere, it will be difficult for you to thrive in the things of God. David said this here, this one thing that I desire, that I may dwell in the presence of the Almighty God. Now listen to what David is saying. I don't want to just dwell. I don't want to dwell. I want to dwell, but I just don't want to visit there. I want to dwell there. I want to wake up in his presence. I want to live in his presence. I want to sleep right in the presence of an Almighty God. Now listen to the words of David, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is worthy to be praised. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Come on, somebody. I will bless the Lord. Don't you know that praise activates faith while you're in the middle? Your praise activates your faith while you're in the middle of your situation. Faith to know that you've been made more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ. Faith to know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Faith to know that God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Faith to know these things. Praise causes you and I to have a sound mind in the midst of our distress. Praise causes us to have a sound mind in the midst of our struggle. I need a praise. I need a praise. I need to praise God. I need to praise God. Why? Because God inhabits the praises of his people. What's inhabit? Inhabit means to occupy a place, to live in a place, or to dwell in a place. In other words, when you praise God, God inhabits it. That means God is dwelling right there. That means God lives right there. That means that God abides in the place where you and I praise him. That's called inhabitation, a place where someone dwells. I don't want him to just sit there. I don't want him to just visit, but I want him to dwell right there. God, dwell in my situation with me, God. Don't just visit, but just dwell right there, because I need you to dwell right there. If you don't dwell right there, I'm going to lose my mind. I need you to dwell right there. If you don't dwell right there, God, I'm going to lose control. I need you, God, to dwell right there with me. You and I must understand and realize that it is you and within your own strength can get your own self out your problems and trouble that you're in. You need God. You lose your mind. I lose my mind trying to figure this thing out, and I can't figure it out. God, I need God to help me with this stuff, right? And so I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth, in my mouth. Where the worship team, I ain't going to be long with you. Where the worship team, come on back up here. Are y'all still in the house? Come on, somebody. And so God, what God is saying to us this morning, before we cross over into this next year, you have to have a praise that's so intense it would give you the momentum when you cross over. I'm going to say that again. You have to have a praise that is so tense, it would give you the momentum when you cross over. When you cross over, you don't want to cross over like you was before you cross over. You want to cross over with momentum. Oh, I want to cross over with some momentum. I don't want to just cross over. I don't want to just have cross over some things. I want to cross over with momentum, because when you cross over with momentum, it gives you the ability to launch over, not just cross over.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We pray you were encouraged and would love to hear from you. For more information on Church of Living Waters, check out col.info.